a prayerful look at the strengths and weaknesses in the seven churches in Revelations. By looking at them, Jesus exposes their strengths, weaknesses, areas to change, and consequences if they did them or not. Over the next couple of days, we're going to use the seven churches as a guide to pray for our church and those in our county. But as we pray, let's ask the Lord to reveal anything that needs to change in us before praying for our church. By first looking at the plank in our eyes, we can then look at the speck in others. And as Jesus taught, seek to forgive others and ask for forgiveness in the process. We can then remove the filter of judgment and pride and pray with love and mercy. So today, Father, we're praying for the churches in San Bernardino County and ministries that they would return to their first love for Christ. Church of Ephesus. Father, we lift up and thank you that in Revelations 2, 1 through 7, you spoke of what they did well, your complaints, how to change, and their consequences. So we lift our church up and those in our county. We thank you for those that work hard in the church, the members, the leaders, the lay people, volunteers, even people that come and work physically on the church. We thank you for those that are patiently enduring through the things that they go through, and they're keeping the faith despite what they go through, that they don't tolerate evil people, that they don't let people be a part of certain things except to tell them about the gospel, that they examine those who claim that they are apostles but are not, that they patiently suffer for Christ without quitting. We thank you for that, and we pray, God, for those churches that aren't doing these things, that they would be hard workers, endure patiently, not tolerate people who are obviously not of God and who intend to do evil in the church, who gossip and they don't deal with it and address it, who speak of things that are blasphemous. Father, we help them to talk to them and lovingly show them the way. And Father, we also thank you that the church in Ephesus hated the evil deeds of the Nicolaitans, dabbling in a cult and thinking it was okay to do that and still be a Christian. Father, we pray that our churches will not dabble in the occult in any way. Ouija boards, movies that have witchcraft in it in any way. God, you hate that because it opens doors for the enemy to hurt us and attack us and give us problems, causes nightmares and much, much more. Father, we thank you too that they ate food sacrificed to idols. And now we don't tend to do that, but there's idolatry. And so Father, we pray that the churches will not dabble or accept that it's okay to do things to idols that they have, you know, people like that they love more than God. And they also, the Nicolaitans, approved committing sex outside of marriage. So any sexual immorality, God, we pray that the churches will not participate in that, not condone it, not accept it, that they will talk about it as something that is not appropriate. Your complaint about them was that they didn't love you. They don't love each other. It wasn't the same as at the beginning of their relationship. They had fallen far from it, and that their good efforts no longer sprang from love. So Father, we pray that people will return to their first love, that they will turn back to God and do the works they did at first, loving God and others, fulfilling the law of Christ, that they love would be the springboard from which they do all things for God and for others. Father, help them to know that there is a consequence, that if they don't repent, that the lampstand, that which gives them light, would be removed and they wouldn't be ready. But if they're victorious and they do that, then they would have fruit from the tree of life in God's paradise. And then from Smyrna, we learn that these guys did really good. They were suffering for persecution. So Father, we lift up the churches in our church. Anyone that's a member that suffers because they are Christians, they're put down because of something they said, that they share the gospel and they're rejected, any kind of persecution, Father, we pray that they will continue to know that that is a good thing and that it is normal. that they were experiencing poverty. So those that are in our churches that are poor are considered rich in God's eyes, and that they faced opposition both from those that were Jews that were against Christianity. So anyone that's against Christianity and non-Jews who expected them to worship the Roman ways, that people in our area that expect us to just trust in and follow the things that they want to promote in our schools and in our land, that we know are against your ways. Father, we pray that churches will stand strong. In Smyrna, you said that the devil was going to throw some of them in prison. We know that some people already are being thrown in prison for just even standing outside and praying in front of a Planned Parenthood and places like that. And that the devil would cause them to suffer for 10 days, possibly die, because they were going to be tested by their faith. None of us, God, want pain. None of us want to face something like this. We pray, God, you would give all of us the strength if any of us have to go through this. We pray for those that do have to go through this, and ask God that you would grant them the grace to endure and be faithful. You said not to be afraid of coming suffering, to remain faithful and to trust in you. We pray that's what people will do. The consequences, if they are faithful, they won't be harmed by the second death and will receive the crown of life. And so we are reminded that our ultimate victor is in Jesus, that the ultimate test is suffering through pressure and poverty, prison and persecution, that our ultimate enemy is Satan, that our ultimate solution is to trust in you, Father God, to be fearless and faithful. We decree and declare that this is what the people of God will be like, and will trust you and be fearless and faithful. Recognize that the enemy that we're really dealing with is Satan, not people, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, and that we are not fighting flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual darkness, and that the ultimate reward is life, the crown of life, eternal life. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.